You're in Braves country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Good morning. Welcome in, Braves country. As we've got a doubleheader today, and we couldn't find a better day to go ahead and do this. Originally, when we decided that we were going to start this show on morning, the Braves Country Coffee morning show, still a work in progress. It's going to be a really quick show in the morning. It's going to be about a half hour. And it's basically just going to be get you caught up. Now, originally, what's the old line that they always say? If you want God to laugh, tell him your plans. Originally, when we decided to choose Monday as the launch of it, there were a couple of reasons. The number one reason, with it being the beginning of the month, obviously, so it's May 1st. But then the other thing was we knew we would have the Mets series to react to. Well, that hasn't quite taken place, as the last 2 days have been rained out, and now we get a doubleheader today, and we are excited about that. We're going to get into the doubleheader. Starts a 1:10 first pitch, and we're looking forward to bringing you that. We're going to bring the whole doubleheader to you. 1:10 first pitch, and then what it sounds like is that the second game is going to be immediately after that. So they're going to try to do it about 30 minutes-ish, give or take, right after that. We're going to stay on with you the whole time. And looking forward to that showdown, so we're going to get into that. But typically what this show is going to be is we're going to be reacting to the day before. And we would have thought we'd had something to talk about over the last couple of days. But there is nothing to talk about because no games were played. But as you can see on the screen here on Braves Country HD, Atlanta Braves are sitting in first place. And we are 3 games in front of the New York Mets heading in. Now, the Miami Marlins have gotten a little hot, and they are also just 3 games out. Philadelphia starting to wake up a little bit. They're 4 games out. So a big doubleheader today for Atlanta, because we're going to have probably one of the more important doubleheaders that we'll play all year long. Now, if you missed the memo, the game that was rained out on Saturday is going to be played in August the next time we come back to New York. Going to be a part of that whole series. But the game that was missed yesterday is being made up today. So thankfully, the weather's supposed to be clear in New York today. So there's not much of a chance of a rain out today. And you get the 2 games in, which will be key, because the last thing you want is 2 doubleheaders. And because the way Major League Baseball sets up now, because they no longer have teams playing each other 19 times, only play 12, so you only get 2 trips to your rival's home, and this is the only other opportunity, unless you put the game in somewhere weird, right? A weird day off that the 2 teams might have in common, but you could have the 2 teams flying all over the damn place, coming back from one area of the country just to get in one game. And nobody really likes that, because normally that just messes up everything. That's your bullpen. I remember something today, and we'll have more information as the day goes on, and we'll be able to hit that up on the pregame show, which will come your way 12:30 today here on Braves Country HD. But you do get an extra slot in the pregame show. Sorry. You do get an extra slot in your roster, and we'll have that information during the pregame show because of the doubleheader. And so when you have the doubleheader, you go from a 26-man roster to a 27-man roster. They have that so that you can carry an extra pitcher. I do want, before we get going, I do want to give a shout out and a tip of the cap to St. Louis Cardinals radio legend Mike Shanahan. He passed away on the weekend, and one of the better radio guys to ever do it. And you know, also an ex-Cardinal himself, and then went on to do radio in St. Louis. I want to say 50 years he did radio. So the entire baseball world mourns Mike, and obviously those of us that are involved in radio, it definitely jumps out at you. When I saw the news, I was kind of taken back. One of my favorite broadcasters I've ever heard. So we're thinking about him and his family today as we go into this doubleheader. And this doubleheader, the last thing you want to do is get swept, and that's the key to today. If you split the doubleheader, you'll live with it. It's not what you want. You obviously want to get the sweep yourself, but you don't want to go out and get swept in a doubleheader, because then you're talking about losing two games in one 24-hour period in the standings. Especially, you don't want to lose. You really don't want to get swept in a doubleheader against a division rival, and most likely between them and the Phillies, the two teams that are most likely to be there all year long. Now, today, the pitching matchups will be Strider versus Reyes and Morton versus McGill. Strider is going to be the game one starter. He comes in with a 3-0 record, 1.8 ERA. He's going to go up against a bullpen game for the Mets. It's what it looks like. It appears it's going to be a bullpen game. A kid by the name of Denny Reyes is going to take the mound. He has, now look, he's impressive so far. Reyes has pitched 4 1/3 innings so far this year. He has given up no earned runs. He has a 0.86 whip. He also has 7 strikeouts. Now, he has pitched 2 1/3 innings at home and 3 strikeouts during that. So my guess would be, unless the Braves are out there swinging at the first pitch, he's going to get one. Probably they're going to shoot for 2 innings at Reyes, and then they'll go to the bullpen from there. What I find very interesting in this whole thing is that when the first rainout occurred on Saturday, eliminating a game off the calendar, what that immediately meant was that Justin Verlander was not going to be able to pitch in the series because of his suspension. His suspension was supposed to carry into today, and there was a possibility that he could be the starting pitcher for today's game. But it had been listed as Kodai Senga. And I find it very interesting that Kodai Senga, so Senga last pitched on, let me see, the 26th, which was Wednesday, and he was lined up to pitch against the Braves today. But instead, they're going with a bullpen game. There has not been a designation of any kind of IL stint, anything like that, with Senga, so we're not 100% sure why he's getting skipped in the rotation. My only guess would be is that in the Japanese leagues, they tend to only pitch like once a week, so Senga may not be a guy that's going to go out there every fifth day. So if he's going out there once a week, that might have something to do with this. And because of the game being eliminated on Saturday, they no longer have the ability to put Scherzer there. So maybe Senga was never going to be in there to begin with. He was being listed by ESPN and a couple of the others as being the guy that was going to be on the bump today. So it's interesting that he's not in there. But like I said, it could have something to do with the fact in the Japanese leagues, they typically, because they don't play as many games as the American teams do, as Major League Baseball does. And so going out there and expecting him to go every 5 days may be a little unrealistic in his first go around. So that's item number one. It's going to be Spencer Strider versus a bullpen game. You think advantage Spencer Strider. Obviously, he's pitched really well. He took that perfect game into the sixth, a no-hitter into the eighth last time he was on the mound. So we're thinking that we do have the upper hand, because then you get into the Mets bullpen and you would think that we could get to someone there. It is interesting that the over-under is 8.5, which is kind of high considering Strider's on the mound. And typically what you see from these bullpen games, to be honest with you, is not a situation where you get really high scoring games, because you're seeing a new guy inning after inning after inning. Now, sometimes a guy comes out and he doesn't have it and a team can jump all over him. And because it's a bullpen game, you can't just go grab him and go get a new guy, because you're going through so many arms and you're playing a doubleheader. What that will mean on the 4 o'clock game is that Tyler McGill is going to be expected to go deep into the ball game. And if he doesn't have it out the chute, he's going to have to take one for the team. So there's a path there for the Braves to be able to get this sweep, because you got Strider on the hill versus the bullpen in game one, and on game two, you got Tyler McGill, who's pitched pretty well, 3-1 with the 3.96 ERA. Although if you look at some of the deeper analytics, the deeper statistics on it, some of the numbers kind of show that McGill might be, I hate using the term lucky, but he might be getting fortunate as far as where the balls are hit, because he is getting a high hard hit rate. And depending on where the defense is played and how the Braves adjust to it, and I think the Braves do a pretty good job of going the other way. You saw it with Acuna the other night, hit them where they ain't. I think Acuna has really become a top-notch hitter when it comes to big moments, shooting for the gaps in the defense. Vaughn Grissom has as well. A guy that I would like to see do a little better job of that would be Ozzie Albies. I think Ozzie Albies still goes up there with the mentality that he's going to hit it over the wall every time, or he's just trying to hit it hard, doesn't really care where he hits it. So with all that being said, I think the Braves have an opportunity to be able to get to him. And then if Miguel goes out there and cannot go the full 9 yards, because let's be honest, when you do a bullpen game in the early game, the late game, you expect Miguel to go 6 innings. You hope for 7. You would love 8, but you're looking for 6. 5 bare minimum. If he's out there scuffling in the first or second or third inning, they're not going to be able to go out there and grab him, even with the extra arm that comes up in the doubleheader, because the simple fact of the matter is, depending on how game one plays out, it's going to be really difficult to go to your better arms in the bullpen. That's the other thing that you're going to look at as the doubleheader unfolds. How does game one play out? Now, in a perfect world, if you're a Braves fan, you want Spencer Strider to go 7, maybe even 8 innings. You have a comfortable lead, and you don't have to burn one of your better arms to get the W. And then in the nightcap, the 4-10 pitch, you would hope that Charlie Morton could go out there and give you 5 or 6 innings, and then you have the whole entire bullpen at your disposal. Strider goes out there, starts spitting the bit early, and we have to go to the bullpen early. Then it gets really dicey in a doubleheader. So, and we do not have tomorrow off. We're going to leave New York a little later than expected, and we're going to fly into Miami tomorrow for a critical three-game series. More on that in a bit. All right. Let's go ahead and take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive into some of the keys to today's games and also take a look at the rest of Major League Baseball. We'll be back in a flash.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill. Each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch, your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale's Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Welcome back. See some of the comments. Good to see folks joining us this early. If you're just joining us tonight, or today's doubleheader action, you've got Strider in game one, which is what we were just talking about, and Morton in game two. Morton's going to go against Tyler McGill. That was the original starter slated for Saturday's game. It was supposed to be McGill versus Strider. And instead, we're getting Morton versus McGill as the late game. The early game is going to be a bullpen game for the Mets and Strider for the Braves. And it's interesting to see that's how the Mets attacked it. that they didn't put Miguel against Strider and then the bullpen game against Morton. I think what they are thinking is that they have a better chance of beating Morton with Miguel, and that the bullpen game with Strider is going to be more of one of those. You're going to throw some guys up against the wall and see how it plays out, and you hope for the best. Normally, the bullpen game ends up being your second game, so you know who you have available. But they decided to go the other route, and the Braves kind of forced their hand because they went with the other route of putting the bullpen game first, which is going to be interesting because let's say Reyes goes out there and doesn't pitch very well off the jump, right? Let's say he goes out there and he spits the bit and they have to take him out after the first inning or early in the second because they're hoping to get two in a perfect world, three out of Reyes. But let's say he goes out there and doesn't pitch very well and you got to start unloading your bullpen, deploying your bullpen, trying to chase down Strider. In today's day and age, you used to see it every great once in a while, but you don't see it anymore, especially in a game on May 1st. It is not typical that you're going to use a bullpen guy twice in one day. You can technically do it, and they used to do it all the time. In fact, as recently as I'll say 7 to 10 years ago, you would see it fairly regularly. Teams didn't want to do it, but teams would do it if they had a chance to win. I can remember a few times teams using their closer on the same day twice in a doubleheader if it was an important game and they were trying to go out. Nowadays, you just won't see it, and you damn sure won't see it on May 1st. Now, with the Mets having the expanded roster, they will have the extra arm there. And of course, they already have an extra bullpen arm per se because of the fact that Scherzer is not going to be eligible to play in this game. But even with that being said, those are 18 innings bare minimum that you're going to try to fill with Tyler Megill in the bullpen, and that could get dicey. That could get really dicey. And so Atlanta's got a good opportunity here, even though it's on the road, and even though we had a couple off days. The biggest thing that I get concerned with on an off day is the obvious, and that is after you have a couple of off days, are your bats going to be awake? Are they going to go in there scuffling? Are they going to take a moment to kind of wake up? And so that's my biggest concern. But other than that, I would think that Atlanta's going to go out there and put some runs up on the board. You expect the best from Strider. And honestly, quite honestly, in case folks might be misremembering this, Charlie Morton has pitched really well his last two times out. So I would be shocked if Charlie doesn't go out there and give us 5 to 6 really good innings. And that can put a lot of stress on a Mets team that does not have a high-end offense. Their offense tends to be Punch and Judy type offense. They do have the big home run hitters. They basically have two bats that you want to avoid. It's Alonso and, of course, Lindor. But outside of that, as high of an average as Brandon Nimmo's hitting, he's not a power guy. Starling Marte is not hitting very well right now. Jeff McNeil, the definition of Punch and Judy. And their lineup, is very top heavy. Once you get past those first five guys, now any Major League Baseball batter can make you pay. We know that. But once you get through that first top half of that lineup, it's going to get really, really difficult for the Mets to bunch together hits. And guys that they thought were going to be out there producing, maybe unrealistic expectations, but they did expect production out of Francisco Alvarez, the rookie catcher, he's not hitting his weight. They were expecting much more production from a couple other slots, including with the two righties on the hill. I would think Vogelbach's going to be the designated hitter in both games. And he has had some good games against the Braves, but typically it's like that one at bat that you want to have back, right? That one at bat, you're like, if we just would have not picked, because I can remember a few times when he was in Milwaukee, same situation. But that to me is going to be the key for tonight, for this afternoon, excuse me, is going to be how deep can our starters go? Can they go out there and get the six innings, seven innings, and save some of our better arms for game two? Now, the good news is Spencer Strider, though he went deep in his last contest, Spencer Strider has had two extra days of rest, so he should be good to go. Charlie Morton, though he's getting up there in age, he has had one extra day of rest. So you're talking about two guys that should be plenty rested. And then, of course, the bullpen itself, they are rested. They have not, no one has been used in any shape or form since Friday night when the Braves got the rain shortened win. We've got an opportunity here to really put the foot on the gas, sweep them in New York, and walk out of there with a 5-game lead going into the month of May. And that would be enormous. Did you get a 5-game lead, and then we're going to go down there and play the Marlins for three. We're going to have all the games this week. Every game, the doubleheader this week, the Tuesday game, Wednesday game, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday morning. The only game we're not bringing to you is Saturday night. Had to pick and choose between the two, and I figured the Sunday morning, because it's on a streaming device that a lot of folks don't get, we're going to bring you the Sunday morning game, and also have some news about a couple other broadcasts, a couple other neat things that we're going to do with a couple of the Braves Country baseball games here in the very near future. And we'll talk about that in the pregame show and then obviously throughout the broadcast. All right, we got to jam out of here. It's the bottom of the hour. We will see you 12:30 Eastern for first pitch at 1:10. Braves Country baseball doubleheader day. Let's go get two from the Mets.
You're in Braves Country.